Going outside to read a book under a tree may not be the best idea, so we leave the venue open to you while bringing in people from the region's independent bookstores to help you with reading choices. This is the latest chapter in our Summer Reads segment, today featuring Rebel Heart Books in Jacksonville and the owner, Dr. Eileen Bobeck, back on the Jefferson Exchange once again. Hi, Eileen.
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing well, yourself?
You say Dr. Eileen Bobeck in association with the store, but okay.
Okay. We were talking about were your ears burning when we talked to Anne-Marie Kessler on Summer Reads from Canvas Back Books in Klamath Falls?
Yes, they were. I actually listened to that segment. She was wonderful. She actually came into the store and talked to me for a bit. So it's really great to see that store open, and I actually have people that come over from Klamath, and they are so grateful to have another bookstore there.
Well, good. It's interesting that she followed the same pathway, you know, the medical career, and then let's own a bookstore too.
Yeah, and there's got to be something in that. That there's some doctors who are doing that. Not an uncommon story.
Good to hear it. I want to skip actually to number two on your list of seven choices here, because it's a book I've read, Dune by Frank Herbert. Is this on your list now because we got a movie coming out in December?
No, it was a yes and no. Mm-hmm. Okay, so this is actually a book. So my older brother, this was one of his favorite books of all time when we were growing up, and he actually said if he was going to have a son, he was going to name him Fremen, and I was like, it's one of the, and he didn't have a son. I'll just tell you that.
Good.
So he doesn't have a kid named after Dune people, mm-hmm. but he's been begging me to read it for years, and I'm not actually much of a sci-fi fantasy reader, or this is my thing. People need to tell different stories about themselves as a reader, mm-hmm. and I've tried reading it multiple times over the years, and it was hard for me to actually. It's being dropped into a totally different world, and it's almost like just a foreign language, and literally,
yes,
and a foreign country. And then finally, there was a bookstore, Book Wagon, in Ashland, and I was just going. This was a while ago, and I found an old 1965 copy with like the original cover, and I opened the cover up, and on the inside it said Eileen. And I was like, oh, my goodness. I have to read this book, like, no matter what. It's my life's thing. And when my brother actually, The Litany Against Fear, he actually sent me that when I was in college, when I had to take the MCATs mm-hmm. to get into medical school. And then he and his wife, engraved it on a ring for me for my 40th birthday. So I finally felt like I could actually approach this book when the movie is supposed to come out in October, and I'm like, all right, I just have to do this. And I was really relieved and surprised. Maybe you have to read books at different times of life.
Mm-hmm.
I just whipped through this book because you almost have to, so if you've never read sci-fi or fantasy, I almost sort of feel like it's really I recognize this story. I mean, it's really relevant to today. So it's a wonderful story, basically set 27,000 plus years in the future, and it has elements of ecology, politics, but it's really a story about just humanity and really the politics of humanity, as they say. And you really can, Frank Herbert really, I didn't even know this. I don't know if you know this. This was also inspired when he went to Florence, Oregon, the Oregon Dunes. Did you know that?
I knew there was some Northwest connection. I didn't realize that was it. Yeah.
Yeah, that's it. And I didn't even know that till now. So so it's actually funny that I found my way to Oregon. But there's a lot of things in this. It's a really wonderful story, and there's a lot of he was actually kind of ahead of his time in terms of talking about the Bene Gesserit, which is about, this just group of women that are really powerful
mm-hmm.
and very feminist, actually. So I was surprised that once I let go of the fact that some of these words that I couldn't totally pronounce and I had to look them up and based in Arabic, and I'm like, I recognize this story. I know this story. It's an old story of humanity, so I loved it, and it took me years to read it to finally do it.
All right, and I've read six in the series. I haven't gotten to the ones that were written after Frank Herbert died, but yeah, they were certainly worth my time, and I drove my wife crazy by trying to live them while I was immersed in that universe. But it is quite consuming. So Dune by Frank Herbert on the list for Eileen Bobeck, the owner at Rebel Heart Books, in this week's edition of Summer Reads. The Wildest Ride by Marcella Bell.
Yeah, Yeah, so people probably, if they've been in, have heard me before on the Jefferson Exchange, I've done it with Marcella Bell, who was the manager of the bookstore, and who is no longer there because she is moving out of the valley and she is pursuing her career as a romance novelist. And this is actually her debut romance novel that's coming out on August 10th. She's had two previous category romances that were published in the past year. I mean, it's unbelievable what she's done, and this is being released by Harlequin, which is, mm-hmm. I mean, anybody who knows romance, or even if you don't, you know that that is an incredible major publishing house. And this story is just, Marcella's an amazing writer in all things, and she just wrote an amazing first novel about a 27-year-old Muskogee Creek freedman, and she was a former, her name is Lillian Sorrow Island, and she was also a former junior Indian National Rodeo champion, which I didn't even know that existed. She's trying to hold on to her family's Oklahoma ranch by winning this $1 million prize in the Professional Bull Riders Association, and she has to compete against the undefeated rodeo champion, A.J. Garza, who's somebody that she looked up to, and he's trying to save City Boys, which is like this Houston youth rodeo program that turned his life around. And Marcella just knows how to tell a story, mm-hmm. and her language is amazing. She writes with an incredible amount of emotion, and I loved listening to her tell stories to people in the store all the time. I loved her to hear her explain a book, and now to actually see her first novel. I just hope it takes off. It's actually picked as Amazon's editor pick for romance for August, and that is incredible.
So you and Marcella did visit the studio once together, right?
I'm sorry?
You and Marcella were here in the studio once
together.
Yep. I remember.
So, yeah.
Quite impressive. Wow, that's great. I didn't realize that recognize the name when I first looked at it. Duh.
It's her. Mm-hmm. It's Marcella. So, I mean, she's about to take off, and wonderful story. Whether you like romance or not, I would pick it up because she's a fantastic storyteller. She can do anything.
All right, science fiction, romance, and now baseball. Maybe I'll Pitch Forever by Satchel Paige, as told to David Lippman.
Yeah, so, I mean, I'm kind of a, I don't even know how to describe what kind of reader I am. I kind of pick things randomly. There's really not, it's not random. I'm kind of drawn emotionally to the things that I read, no matter what they are. And I've heard of Satchel Paige, but I actually didn't really know his story. And he's basically the oldest debut in the Major League Baseball at the age of 42 in 1948, and that still stands. And he was also the oldest that when he retired from playing baseball, he played his last game at the age of 59.
Wow.
He spent like a huge majority of his career in Negro League Baseball, and it's actually his story is incredible because there's so much about it. It actually just reminds me of how much is lost in society in general when, for lack of a better term, we don't have an even playing field, because there's all these players that and all these people you just never know about.
Yeah.
And so even when he entered Major League Baseball, he was, I mean, just throwing. He's a right-handed pitcher at the age of 42, and just being able to throw as long as he did, as well as he did, but really we missed him in his prime. And the idea of the teams that he could have absolutely contributed to, and all the championships that I'm sure could have been won. And he was just a really fascinating person. He actually would have his infield sit down when they so that he could just strike people out. And he did. He didn't even have to use his infield. I loved his just his perseverance is absolutely incredible and a lesson for us all.
And so beloved. I saw him at an old-timers day at Shea Stadium in the 70s, and boy, the roar of the crowd when he got introduced was unbelievable.
Oh, that man, sold tickets. I mean, he really did, and he knew it. So, I mean, I wish I could have seen him, too. And it's too bad so many people couldn't have seen him in his prime.
Yeah.
But it's amazing. I mean, at the age of 59, pitching anything is amazing.
It really is. Summer reads on the Jefferson Exchange with Eileen Boback, the owner of Rebel Heart Books in Jacksonville. Let's see, on the list, Seek You, A Journey Through American Loneliness by Kristen Radke.
Yeah, so I actually never used to be a graphic novel reader because my brothers read comic books and I was just not allowed to touch their comic books. Don't bend the pages. Don't do any of that. And I started reading them more as an adult on their encouragement too. And this is a mixture of memoir and essay and really exploration of history of an exploration of loneliness and solitude. And that really, part of it was, inspired by what's happened in this forced loneliness with COVID. But I mean, really, this is a much greater story in terms of the epidemic of loneliness, particularly in America. And the panels are beautiful, the artwork, and that's the other thing too with graphic novels, the way it enhances a story or the way it actually tells a story without the words is I'm getting better at reading them and I'm getting better at appreciating them. Mm-hmm. I would have to say, and it's hard to imagine this book with words only. It really had to be in the form that it's in. And even though it's about loneliness, it really, I feel like you'll feel less lonely reading it because it's an experience reading this book, and I think it's something that everybody could relate to, particularly at this time.
Well, they've got a preview I see at the Penguin Random House site, and it's hard to take my eyes off it. So yeah, it looked quite engaging. Let's see, we got about 3 minutes left to see if we can cram in three more books: Surf by Day, Jam by Night by Ash Grunwald.
Yeah, so that's written by an Australian blues musician, and I actually really love books of interviews. There's another book called Everybody Loves You When You're Dead. It's a compilation of a bunch of interviews of musicians. And surfing books fascinate me, music books fascinate me, and I just really love these interviews with all these top surfers and musicians and really the relationship between style and flow and jamming and shredding and how surfing is forced mindfulness and music is kind of that way as well. About the idea of following your passions and connection. So it's an easy read. And surfing is something that's just always fascinated me. And it's just this idea of how you show up. And one thing is how you do everything. Mm-hmm. And so if you like surfing and you like music, I think you will enjoy these interviews.
Now, another musician story, Amy Winehouse, Lives of the Musicians by Kate Solomon.
Yeah, so this is a very short, it's novella size. And this is actually, I didn't even know this. I started watching the Amy Winehouse documentary that was done in 2015. It just happened to be on TV. And I just knew her one song, Rehab. She's part of what they call the 27 Club, which is like a lot of artists, musicians that died at the age of 27. And I didn't really know anything about her. And her voice was absolutely incredible, and that the appeal she had to both young and older audiences, and this is the 10th anniversary of her death. I think it's a good book to read because this is like a young woman who I think this is true of a lot of things when you have like talented young people. Who they are gets chewed up by the machinery. Mm-hmm. And it's a tragic story, and she had incredible talent, and she also still affects, she had incredible effect on musicians after her, particularly women musicians. Yeah, and women singers, songwriters.
Right. So a final book on the list from Eileen Bobeck from Rebel Heart Books and Summer Reads is Colorful, a novel by Ida Mori, which Penguin Random House describes as the tale of a dead soul who gets a second chance.
Yes, that's about as good of a way you're going to describe it. And this is actually a novel that was just this is her first novel that was translated into English, and it's this idea of a soul of a second chance and in the body of a Japanese 14-year-old who had committed suicide. And this is a book I didn't mean to read. It looked really interesting. I mean, that picking out books for the store is fun. Marcel and I do this together, and it looked really good. And then I started reading it in the store, and then I just didn't stop. Huh. And it's really beautiful, poignant, hopeful, and it really looks at the issue of young people who are really struggling in the world, and they just, and, you know, and that you just don't see necessarily the people around you and their effect on you and your effect on them.
Mm-hmm. Let me go back to the list. Colorful by Ito Mori, Amy Winehouse, Lives of the Musicians by Kate Solomon, Surf by Day, Jam by Night by Ash Grunwald, Seek You, A Journey Through American Loneliness by Kristen Radke, Maybe I'll Pitch Forever by Satchel Paige, Dune by Frank Herbert, and The Wildest Ride by our own Marcella Bell.
Thank you so much for having me, and man, you're good. You got through all 7 books.
Eileen Bobeck, owner of Rebel Heart Books, thank you so much for joining us on Summer Reads.
Thanks.